official. It's yes, around your neck.
Yeah, I get to see it and feel it. You know, it's not the color that I imagined, but I'm happy. You
it
know?
Does match your jacket.
Though. Yeah, it does. It almost blends, camouflaged with my jacket.
It was fun,
I love it.
Fun seeing you out there. Just talk about it, being on the stand and seeing that U.S. flag. Obviously, as you said, you know, you wanted the Stars and Stripes Spangled Banner to be.
Right, played. Yeah.
Talk about being up there.
Gold is what I strive for. I'm happy with the bronze. I cannot cry about getting third. It was just, for me, like, finishing strong, you know? The second match with Azerbaijan, you know, she wrestled tougher than me. She beat me, you know? And I had to refocus, and that's the difference that I made learning from Beijing, you know? Beijing, when I lost the semis, I was, like, an emotional wreck, you know? So this, you know, losing to a Polish girl in the first period in the clinch, I looked behind her. You know, we kind of had 10 seconds before we actually started the second period. I looked behind her, I saw the podium, and I was like, I want to get on that podium, you know? Like, so that second period was just like,
what did you do not to become emotional wreck this time?
Just being, like, calm and relaxed. I was really relaxed throughout the day and just not, like, up stressed or I was excited. I was having fun, you know. I wasn't nervous. I was just loose, you know. And I just knew that I wrestle my best when I'm loose, you know. Just but not.
So you were even after the loss,
yeah.
You didn't become an emotional wreck.
No, because I had confidence in the Azerbaijani to like pull me through, you know. Like whereas like it's you know sometimes it's hard to be like I hope she pulls me through. I hope she pulls me through. I was just you know what she's I have like all my faith that she will pull me through, and I was like, okay, I gotta be ready for Poland, you know, like, and I can't look past Poland because I have to beat Poland before I get to Ukraine, you know, and it was just, you know, a relaxed, like, get the job done kind of thing, you know, like, take each match, take each period one at a time, you know, and okay.
How much setting up that cement mixer where you got the fall there against Poland, it seemed that was your energizing moment.
Yeah.
Against Ukraine following that.
Right.
It's the stuff you're known for. That you
yeah. See, and then it was, like, probably rolled off with a push out, you know. Then she, like, took a shot, a desperate shot, front headlock. And it was funny because before the match, you know, like, going into, okay, you know, like, she's going to do certain things to me. And remember, I hit that front headlock roll on her in the past, you know, when I wrestled her before. And Izzy reminded me about that, you know, like, that it's there, you know. If you get in that situation, it's there. So it just felt, I don't know, like, too effortless into a pin. And I just knew, I was like, I'm not going to stop squeezing her head off until I get a pin.
Terry mentioned Spinero up and down last couple months.
Yeah.
You mentioned your confidence level. I mean, you're a former world champ.
Yeah.
Times here in the last couple months you've doubted.
And yeah, you know, just doubting my abilities and doubting, like, question, like, I get too caught up about being, like, too perfect, I think, sometimes. And it's hard for me to let go of, you know, like, Terry reminded me in my matches, like, that's the perfect period. That's the perfect match, you know, because I will stop and analyze it. Like, oh, I didn't get the snap down, you know. I missed opportunities of scoring, you know. I'll be hard on myself, you know. And, you know, over the past 2 months, it was just reacting, you know, like, trusting that I am the better athlete on my feet and, you know, and just wrestling.
Yeah. After Beijing, did you want another shot at Merlane?
I did. You know, she's a beast, you know. Like, she tries to intimidate a lot of people, and this time I was just not going to fall for it, you know. I was like, I want this more than her. So.
And Lena this morning, just,
yeah.
Oh, she just, I don't
yeah.
know, you've got to see the tape, just didn't
yeah.
look herself.
No,
I mean,
yeah.
What does this win, your bronze, do for the team, just in regards
right.
to what you're saying? I'm just relaxed, I believe
yeah.
in myself.
You know, I watched a little bit of Elena's match. I didn't watch too much because, you know, I had what I had going on. I saw her first period. She did good. Hit some single leg shots. Finished strong, you know, in the first period. Second period, she got pushed out. And then and as the match got on, she looked tired, you know, and she's in shape. And I think that maybe, you know, stress and, like, pressure and everything probably could have played into it. So for Kelsey and Allie, I just want them to have fun out there, you know, like, focused and fun, you know. And I wish them all the best.
How does this compare to your world title?
Oh my gosh, this is bigger. Like, this is the Olympics. The cream of the crop is here. Like, all all my family and friends are here, coming from Hawaii, long travel, you know, just years of work putting in, you know.
How many friends came from Hawaii? How many?
Total 32. Yeah. So. So, you know, if my knee drops, she gets one. So I'm going to just throw myself and make sure that I don't roll, you know, like, so, because I don't want to get caught on my back. And I just knew I had to go for it, you know. So, because she was already all the way behind me. And, yeah.
And so you went to Japan for a while and teaching English.
Yes.
What did you do in Japan? How long was it?
I was there for only 4 months. I wanted to be there longer. It was supposed to be a year. But I wanted to train for Olympics and Worlds and everything. In Gifu. Yeah. Yeah, teaching English to Yochen kindergartners. Yeah.
When did you go?
After the World Championships in 2008. Yeah. And I came back February 2009. Yeah.
What do you mean it's a need for Hawaii wrestling?
Huge. We have a lot of girls who wrestle in Hawaii because we have boys and girls separate, you know, like in the state tournament. I just want to inspire, like, everyone, not just like Hawaii, like the whole U.S. You know, we have a great development program. You know, there's a lot of young, strong talent in the U.S. And I look forward for the up and coming, like, future female wrestlers. You know, they're going to be future champions of the Olympics.